Everybody, it's Tuesday, Wednesday, February 27th, 2019. We are now gathered in the Board of County Commissioner Conference Room with all three commissioners for general discussion. And our first item on the agenda is just discussion with the YMCA. We have our Executive Director, Matt Lund, here. Is that the right title?
CEO.
CEO, better. So honestly, Matt, it was Matt wanting to just get a hold of us, meet, and have an opportunity to just kind of touch base and so to get us all three together, that's what this was about. So,
okay.
So how are you?
Doing well. So far, being here, I've been here 7 weeks. And I first had met Lily at the Chamber of Commerce event. And we had a two-minute conversation, but at some point said I'd love to get together and meet everyone and obviously introduce myself. And
where are you coming from?
Well, I originally grew up in California. But I have worked for the YMCA for about 10 years, and I left, was the CEO of another nonprofit, and now back with the YMCA. But that consisted of Wisconsin, Illinois, Kansas, and Minnesota. And so I've been all over the Midwest and finally decided, you know what, I want to move back to the West Coast. So everything since I've been here has been fantastic. The community has been great. Have met a lot of great people here. The onboarding at the Y has been fantastic. So as I'm going now, I've been out and I've met with the mayor and I've met with a lot of the key people in the community, like Wynn from Asante and All Care and Primary Health, and Kirk with District 7, the superintendent. And so just trying to get out and find out what the Y is doing and really what we can be more a part of. Or get into as far as new relationships. And I know that the county owns the land that the Y is on, and I know that we have the track there and we have the bike racing area as well. And I'm just, I guess to me, I need to find out more what's happening with the area, what has been the agreements, is there a contract? I don't know much about it. And a lot of the board members that are there, they don't know much about it either. And so I'm trying to get up to date so I can then update them and we can go from there.
Well, and we don't know much about it either, because
okay.
This whole thing is in flux, is what it is right now. There's so many different things that we're working on right now. One is the master plan for the fairgrounds itself.
Okay.
And we just went out for an RFQ on that, and we're making a decision on that as to who's to move forward with it. As you know, probably Duff Brothers is doing, Love Bounds is doing the inner track.
Yep.
Then there is now a lighting element with it,
yep.
Lighting element, which is as they continue to see, well, and then all of a sudden now they want to do something with remodeling the grandstands. You know, that's all around you. You're all around there, where we don't know what that's going to look like. We have a contract with them, a 10 with two five-year extensions. So it's 20 years that they're going to, we're in, in partnership with them for 20 years.
Okay.
So that's, when we did that, we basically, as the board, we sent a letter of commitment to the fairgrounds that the fairgrounds would not be sold off,
because mm-hmm.
there's been a lot of rhetoric around these parts about the selling the fairgrounds and turning it into a big shopping center. And
rumors spread quickly.
There's a lot of rumors. You know, it was really tough. We looked at it as a board to say, how are you ever going to get private or any entity that would want to put any kind of money into something that probably might get torn down in 5 years?
Yeah.
So when we had that letter of commitment to the board, to the fair board, that we were not going to do that, then they went to work extra hard. The fair people went to work extra hard and got these different projects. They're in such disrepair. Capital repair out there that
yeah.
we've been working very hard to bring those maintenance items back up to where they are, and they've been very, very good in the last 2 years. That's been sort of the last 2 years, and it's phenomenal the ground that they've brought that fair up to and what. And so then with that opens up, gee, what could it be if you had the wildest imagination? What could it be? And that's where basically master plans are. You know, you don't take into consideration where the money's going to come from. What would you like to do?
Yeah.
So and then you work on it from there. That's where we are right now. So to answer you is what's it going to look like in 10 years? I honestly, goodness, can't tell you.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'd like to see what it's going to look like, but that's just one commissioner.
Yeah.
A lot of, there's an awful lot of conversation and meetings and input before anything happens out there, because it's still a public deal.
Yeah.
So I had a conversation with Peggy Anderson, our previous fair director, probably about a year ago, maybe around there, because Kevin Clark was given notice that he was going to be retiring in a few months. And Peggy had made mention that she wanted to make sure to touch base with Kevin about the parking lot before Kevin was out of there, because they were aware of the history that was there.
When you say the history there, what does that mean?
The historic agreements of whatever's there or what the status was.
Okay.
So I had asked our legal department, I said, well, can I get a copy of the lease with the YMCA so I can see what is being expected? And I had it yesterday, and for the life of me, I don't know what I did with it.
You lost it?
I did.
At the record show.
Yeah. No, but, you know, in looking at it, the agreement about parking lot expansion and various things about that, and there was a requirement of the city that, based on occupancy of the building and use of the building, that there would be expansions done. And the way it was explained to me by Peggy was that as cars at the Y kind of reached the edge, the Y was responsible to expand.
Mm-hmm.
But that's about the gist of all I could see is, and the last lease was essentially like a 25-year lease, and it's...
From my understanding is it's every 25 years, and then it looks to come up for renewal. At least that's what they can recall on it. It was, you know, whatever, $1 a year or whatever it was contractual. I don't even know. Yeah. It's guessing at this point.
It's not. We have it in writing.
Okay.
So that's not a guess.
But no, I mean, as far as me, I've heard so many different things. I don't really know. That's why.
And we can get you copies of that lease, so you have what that is. But essentially, it is that it looks to me that it was maybe 2003. I think was the last time the last one was signed.
Okay.
So 25 years out from that, I think, is about where it was at. But I could be off in that. But that's about time frame of what, and me glancing through it, wanting to have a little bit of an idea coming through. But I think the easy thing would be to get you copies of that paperwork and have you working with Tamara and through her, our legal department can help and advise and kind of where's it at and making sure.
Is this Tamara?
It is. Have you not met?
I have not met Tamara.
Oh my gosh, Tamara Martin. Gosh,
she's I'm sorry, Tamara.
She's a fair director.
Oh, you are? Okay. All right. I heard that you're into it?
I'm pregnant.
Yeah. How long have you been into it?
Since October.
October. Okay. Yes. So still fairly new.
Yes,
got
absolutely.
It. Okay.
And I saw you on the
agenda. Wow, opportunity.
Agenda.
That's the opportunity.
So yeah, I saw you on the agenda, and I was like, ooh, I'm going to jump in there.
Yes, please.
And say hello.
No, I'm glad you did.
So, and I do have a copy of the lease and all of the other stuff. Actually, I just recently picked it up, so I have lots of files.
Okay. Yeah.
And just so you know, what I asked of our legal department is, so they gave me the lease and that, but I asked them to retrieve their historic documents of it. As far as some history in our county, that map there on the left shows a land ownership of Josephine County. And 68% of our county is managed by the U.S. Forest Service or the Bureau of Land Management. And the portions of pink on there are Bureau of Land Management. Those are ONC lands that there was an agreement in 1937 that they would manage those lands and provide a resource back to the county. Of course, Environmental Endangered Species Act or whatever it was changed things and lawsuits and various things. And so most of the counties, there's 18 of us, 16 or 18, 18 of us that were in the original agreement.
I asked you this morning, 17, 18?
Well, there's 18 original counties, of which 16 are still members of our association.
Yeah.
A couple of the counties have decided they're doing their own thing.
Okay.
But it's with leftover money from that 1 year that the YMCA building was built. They had enough extra money 1 year that they built the building and had no revenue for operations. And so then the partnership with the YMCA started.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there is agreements with the rent amount, but as well as maintenance requirements and various things. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, sometime in the last 20 years, the building was expanded upon. I'm trying to think of it.
It's the gym and the childcare area. Basically, the when you walk in to the left, it's all our pool. Teen center, some of the Carter area, that was all the original part of the building, and then when they expanded the other half on it. And then there was talk of some plans of trying to do some structuring inside the new extension of the building for a second floor. And then there was also talk, well, can we expand beyond that? Because that building is, for the amount of people we have, is maxed out in space. I mean, we have 6,100 members that come there, and we need an additional 10 to 20,000 square feet of space for childcare area, for classroom space, for more studios. So that's a lot of the things just since I've been here that I've noticed and seen and heard. And I don't know what the restrictions are on the spacing that can go out from there. The parking lot, that parking lot for us now is probably about half of the parking space that really we need. We need more. What I mean is it we fill that up and then we have an additional three, four
section.
Yeah, and then you go beyond that into the dirt, we get another 3-4 rows of cars. And so that's only taking care of half the need of our parking.
Yeah.
And then you have that other space and it's, you know, full of holes right now. And it's like, well, okay, how do we fix that? Who's responsible?
And that was part of the YMCA's agreement, that as you guys get to the edge of the pavement, as you expand membership, that's part of the maintenance agreement, that you guys expand the paving of that to keep up with parking.
Okay.
The switch of things is when the city, one of the newest things that's kind of changed the demographics is the city did a realignment of Allen Creek Road, which... that first intersection down by where the bike stuff is at that corner parking lot there. That bike ramp was across the way.
Oh, yeah, the bike park.
The bike park, yeah, okay. the BMX track. And it was a temporary kind of structure, but the street that was coming there was realigning at Pansy, or I don't remember whatever the street is that's that back end. But they realigned it to connect with Allen Creek Road so people could get out to that light. And when that happened, it went right through the middle of where the BMX track was on the other side of the road.
Got it, okay.
So there was a temporary agreement done with the fairground that they could come into this side of the parking lot, but then the city's requirements for structure has kind of made it a permanent type structure, but it wasn't intended to be permanent. And so that's something that down the road still needs to be addressed, because that is dedicated parking area for future use. And as we know, the potholes and everything in the dirt area and use during the fair, is the entire parking is used during the fair. And a whole bunch more on the other side of the track is used as well.
Now, you guys use the row of parking that's on the other side of the gate, right? That goes all along that road coming in?
Pretty much.
That's all for trailers?
Fair.
Okay.
Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah.
For fair. So now mind you, keep in mind I'm new as well. But for fair, pretty much everything is
all
used.
Of it.
All of it.
I know the Y had historically shut down for a week.
Correct.
For fair.
Mm-hmm. I guess for fair use, so
right.
That way it's all there.
Right. And so the restrooms on the outside of the building of the YMCA on the I would say it's
grandstand
the
side?
The east side, the grandstand side.
Is that the portable buildings that are there? They're not.
No, the outside of your building actually has restrooms in it.
Has a little access from the grandstand side?
From the grandstand side, there's outside restroom access into your building. It's not using it's a separate set of restrooms.
I've never seen that used for anything.
I have
during
horse races,
racing.
They're used extensively.
I never go over to that inn.
And so
is that back by the pool stuff, or where is that?
Okay, so, all right, so come into your parking lot, go around to the front of the building and the entrance.
Yeah.
I'm in a car, entrance is here, I'm looking straight ahead of the grandstands.
Yep.
And where you come and turn, that side of your building facing the grandstands, there's doors over there for restrooms.
Oh, so those are back by the teen center. Okay.
Okay.
I was thinking, because I know there's a building right next to that.
There is,
and
that's used for horse racing. No, your building actually has physical restrooms in it that are used all through horse racing.
I didn't realize people walked in from back there.
Yeah.
I didn't either.
Okay.
So the general and the fair, we have a agreement with Kraus Farms. Is that it, or Fort Vinoy Farms?
Fort Vinoy.
They bring their tractors out and they haul people back and forth from the parking lot to the gate. Separately, the Kiwanis manages right at the entrance at Pansy Lane, and collects a fee for parking and fills in those rows and manages the parking on both sides of the track during that time. And then volunteers operate inside, and then different vendors park in different places. Well, this year with the Love Abounds contract and with those soccer fields going in, I think parking's all going to be kind of questionable about the where.
I was actually going to ask, where's all that parking going to be?
We have to figure that out.
So I've been working with Kiwanis, you know, obviously this is a topic of that's great discussion, and we've lost that inside ring, but so what we've done is we've actually secured an off-site lot. The bank is just down here, Bank of America Center.
So they're going to shuttle people in?
And we're going to shuttle as well as parking.
That used to be the method, was we shuttled everybody to the
field.
So you're talking fairgrounds, but I'm curious about the soccer fields.
Oh. That soccer field, you're not going to park on that? It's all going to be AstroTurf?
No. Where are the people going to park? They're going to the soccer fields.
In the fairgrounds.
They're going to park in your parking lot.
So we're, that we can show you on a map. So we'll pull that up right now.
We may have to designate.
Was the Y even aware of that?
I don't know. I don't know who's talked to whom.
Well, the Y does not use the fairgrounds for parking right now.
And I get that, but I already know what's going to happen is that you're going to have people pulling into our lot.
On the fairgrounds itself, if you go into the fairgrounds, turn left, that whole thing where the carnival and everything is usually, that's a huge parking lot.
Oh, that's right.
And that's probably where a good portion are going to go because it's within the fairgrounds facility.
You're talking about the dirt space between the bike track.
No, I'm not over on your end.
Okay, then I haven't been over anywhere.
You're going out Redwood Highway and you turn in the main fairgrounds entrance.
Okay. I've seen it from a distance, but I haven't been over there.
Main fairgrounds entrance. Okay. Go in there at any time because it's always open. It's right in, right out. And to your left, there is a huge, it's where our carnival usually is during fair time.
Okay.
It's where horse traders park during horse events and so on and so forth.
It's all paved. Yeah.
So are they going to have an entryway from where the
other
side?
It's on the other side.
They can get into the soccer field.
It's on the east end of the grandstands, and it's huge.
It's got a
see the little
blue
dot?
Teardrop.
Yeah, right there.
That's parking that they could use
for
soccer. They
use this all the time. Yeah.
And then part of what they also are doing in part of their plan is developing in front of the grandstands to add additional parking and drop-off zones.
Okay, that's fine. My fear was that all the parking was going to be done right next to the Y and in between the bike.
Right.
Because that would turn into a nightmare for us for parking.
Well, and so that needs to be solidified where the soccer parking is going to happen, or sports complex parking, and so that they're not parking in your lot. Mm-hmm.
I don't know
if there's a fence there. There's a fence that separates.
There's a fence that separates out the track from the Y lot.
Right.
But is there going to be an entryway on the left-hand side there where the track is, so people can walk in, or is that going to be closed off?
Right.
So I guess they're going to need to put some signs up.
Here,
that's what I'm thinking.
This whole section here is part of during horse racing season.
Yeah, that's where the trailers and all that go. Yes.
Well, this is the starting line at different times of different races. They either start here, or they move the gate back, or they move the gate to the back, and depending on the horse racing race, they start at a different location back here. So this. In horse racing season, this is all protected and can't be driven on, can't be done anything on the whole track. And so it'll be interesting to see, but Dutch Bros has no access to the track during horse racing season. We kind of have this agreement of separate uses
during
that time.
Which is, what, a two-week season?
It starts usually at the end of May, and it goes through the 4th of July. It used to go longer.
Just Saturdays and Sundays.
And it's weekends, Saturdays and Sundays. Some weekends
maybe
they
some
have
Friday.
Fridays. Yeah. It used to be an all-summer thing.
Okay.
And it's scaled back to about 9 weeks. But with that, you know, the parking, people do park everywhere.
Yeah.
And but this is going to be all turf in here and not used for parking. It's not used in parking during horse racing season at all. But during the fair, what has been happening is they put some dividers in here, vendor parking's down here, they've had overflow parking down here, and this can all get filled up, and that's none of it gonna be allowed after the turf goes in.
Yeah.
So this is a whole bunch
of
stuff that
they were actually
to...
okay with trying to run programs outside of end of May through July.
Say that again.
The Dutch Brothers, they were okay not running programs during the summertime, basically.
Soccer season practice starts like the middle of August for competitive.
Okay.
But there's all these other fields that we've been using.
And they have spring. They have spring that gets done and about that time.
Spring is done June-ish.
So one thing I should point out too is if you move the map down just a little bit for me, I don't know if you can, you can see this walking bridge here that goes across the Rogue River.
Yeah.
Right over here is the back of the All Sports Park, which they have soccer fields.
There's a new turf field.
Keep going a little bit
further. Yeah, I was at, my son actually had baseball tryouts over there. It's actually a really nice turf field.
Okay, so this one here is the soccer field here. They have the four quad softball, and then they have the American Legion field here. And their hope down the road was that they would be able to have events both ways, and so families would take the trail and go across, or they could, you know, drive around and do both, or they could have parking up here and walk around and all.
Catch a golf cart shuttle or something.
They have the ability. This bridge is wide enough and strong enough that a fire truck can go over, but it's got barriers by the city right now. And it's good to know that the entire Redwood area sewer system comes across that bridge to go to the sewer plant, just in case you ever need to know, which is all this fun right here. But the idea was that they could do sporting events cross river.
So I was actually going to ask about this, and this, I don't know if it's on anybody's radar at all. So I come from very large YMCAs. Chicago was the fifth largest YMCA in the country, and then I worked for Wichita, which was a mid-major Y that had 11 Ys, and then Minneapolis is the third largest YMCA in the country. And so I'm used to running large programs with a lot of buildings in the city that I was in. And the one thing that I find, we're losing a lot of people from this community that go to Medford for a lot of competitive sports. And I know that the sports park is there. And we don't have any sort of indoor sports complex here. And when I was in Chicago, I ran a 40,000 square foot sports complex that had five basketball courts, five volleyball courts, a track, and an athletic training center in it. I would love to see something like that here in this community. And I didn't know what was happening with the land where the bike track is next to the Y, if that would ever be an opportunity to look to build a facility like that, to run, to work with the county, the city, to work with the Boys and Girls Club and the Y, if the Y oversaw it, but could run programs out for the entire city to focus in on the youth development and adult sports through that facility, but it could also be utilized for car shows, it could be utilized for other stuff that has an indoor part. But I think it just kind of complements what's being done here is that you have these, you're trying to create opportunities for business to grow in this area, to keep money in this area, when a lot of it's going out to Medford. And I get to see the why having that space to be able to utilize it, build a 40,000 square foot facility, and drive sports out of it to complement what Dutch Brothers is doing and also complement the outdoor park up north. I don't know if that's ever been a conversation or would ever be an interest. But
so one other partnership you may want to bring into that, not just the Boys and Girls Club and the YMCA, but RCC, because they have indoor sporting.
Yes, I was actually at RCC,
and
I met with
like
their VP. Is it Kathy? Is she the?
Kathy's their president.
Yes,
Kathy
I have a lunch meeting with her in 2 weeks.
Okay.
And I want to talk with her about some of the opportunities.
There's also indoor tennis has been pushing for about 5 years.
Pickleball and tennis seem to be real big in this area.
Pickleball is probably the largest growing sport in America right now.
And you can very easily house it out of a building like what I'm talking about.
So the other thing that we're looking at, so you can see where the fairgrounds goes here, and we have the boundary here. All of this is... These portions are partially county, partially other stuff. This is still fairgrounds, but then it breaks into some other ones. Under the urban renewal of the city, all of this kind of comes under what's the plan. We have our public works buildings up here. The school district has their bus barns, and right now we're in the early development of determining what's the plan for all of that area and what's the future hold.
Because something like that could go over there too.
Yeah, well, now that I'm seeing all this parking that's there, because you start going, well, there's these buildings, how do you do for parking? Knowing that all that parking is looking to go in there now, you could run it out of that area to the right. I don't know what the structures are like. Could you utilize the structure, gut it, and then redevelop it, or do you look at the opening area? But that's a facility that the Y could run and be in charge of, program out, but in partnership with RCC, Boys and Girls Club, whoever else would want to step in. I'm real big on partnerships, and that's where the Y's have been successful and come from. My biggest thing is, how do we complement what other people are doing, but also serve the community to the best of our ability? And that would be something I'd be really interested in looking to do, because I think it's needed for the area.
Well, one thing I can guarantee you, it won't be a buck a year lease. We did that once.
Well, you know, knowing what we would be servicing and who we'd be servicing, I mean, that could all come into conversation. Right. You know, obviously being a nonprofit organization, I want to say
Josephine County is a nonprofit organization.
Well, and part of it is with the Urban Renewal District, there's a push that it goes back to private sector, bringing businesses that this would, the focus in this area potentially could be businesses that can support back for the tax roll side of economic development, any of the structures. But it's kind of one of those things that right now it's all in early development stages. We're just in the process of what's the next thing for the master plan for the fairgrounds. We're looking at master plan for the entire area. Really, nothing is set in stone, but we're getting ready to kind of go that route of what is the plan.
I think the why needs to be in the room.
Yeah.
You know, with
yeah,
what
you better come to the plan meetings for the fairgrounds.
What your ideas are.
Each other. How can we help each other out?
But as we get to a fairgrounds, all of a sudden the fairgrounds is becoming fair trade.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everybody's got an idea what they want to do, and it all takes up a tremendous 40,000 square feet. Mm-hmm. Pretty good size area. That's pretty good size footprint. Mm-hmm. What is your present footprint there? The why?
A little over 60,000 square feet.
Okay.
So, the facilities I ran before, I'm looking at how do we generate a few million dollars from this building, which then brings in tournaments and all of a sudden now the hotels in the area, the restaurants in the area, money is being invested back in the community, and we're drawing in tournaments for USAB volleyball, AAU basketball. Teams are coming here now to the Grants Pass area, which generates revenue everywhere. And then on top of that, registration fees that can come through, and then we turn around and support the community. If we're running certain specific events at a new facility like that, it complements what the Y is doing. Could we coordinate it with events that happen during the track and the fairgrounds? All those things are possibilities. And what I'm talking about is something that's going to generate revenue, not lose revenue. And these are all things that I've done in the past at other Ys that I've been at.
Generate revenue for who?
Well, it generates revenue for the Y, which then turned around and give back in the community. Now, if there's another agreement in there.
I'm going to ask this again.
Yeah.
Generates revenue for who? Not because I'm probably, I hear all of this that we're going to generate. Boy, we're going to bring on tourism and everything. Do you know that tourism does absolutely nothing for anything that goes on in this building and all the demands that are put on the Board of County Commissioners from taxpayers saying, you got all the money. We don't get any money from that.
I understand it, but the whole point of doing this is to generate opportunity for community, yes?
Correct. It's going to do good, well for the hotels and the motels and everything. We don't even have a transient lodging tax for the county.
So maybe a percentage of whatever's of revenue percentage. Is it whatever revenue is generated from that facility, there's a percentage that comes back to the county.
And that may be something may be something to talk about. This would go far down the road. But I just, you know, everybody gets excited. They go, oh man, this is going to be that. And it doesn't. It doesn't bring anything back here. The Urban Renewal District doesn't do anything for Josephine County because all the money goes into the Urban Renewal District. Does it come back to the
only
county?
For 20
for
years
or
so.
25.
So I've actually seen, I know what you're talking about, and so being a parent of one of these kids that spends an enormous amount of time in these facilities, I drive to Medford a lot, so I'm tracking what you're saying. I think that there are definitely opportunities for revenues, not just from the YMCA, but a big piece of that really does come with the families that go to these tournaments.
Mm-hmm.
You know, now that being said, as we've talked about developing out towards the county, trying to get a hotel on that side, the restaurants in the area, all of them will absolutely feel impact when you have tournament weekends.
Yes.
And you can just look at what happened to US Cellular Field out there and the impact that has created.
It's packed.
It's packed all the time, all year round. You know, indoor facilities on days like this, they'll be packed all winter long.
Well,
so
they just announced
plans
to expand US Cellular with an indoor facility.
So it's a thing, you know.
It's already happening over there. They'll be ahead of us no matter what.
Yeah, right.
Well, and there's other things you can do. And again, you make it into a multi-purpose facility. Could you do car shows and certain sort of events out of it? You use a multi-purpose floor to it, but you also make it look nice and presentable. You know, we don't have an indoor track around here. There's a lot of seniors in this community. they're looking for indoor tracks, you know, that drive revenue through membership. But the facility that I ran in Chicago that was something about earlier, I had over 6,000 kids that just came in for sports programs.
Yeah.
You know, in a community of about 120,000 people in the Chicago area. Now we have about 85,000 people in the surrounding communities plus Grants Pass. I think that generates revenue just there by itself. But I understand you want to make money, you want to bring money in, you want to put money back in the community. A revenue share plan is a possibility out of that. I just look at things, you know, the Y needs to make money to cover its occupancy costs. The Y doesn't need to, you know, be a cash a cash cow by any means, but we need to cover our costs and then be able to update buildings. So I think that conversation is very easily done, but I just think there's too many opportunities that can happen here that aren't just dreams, but they're actualities. And that's complementing each other of what's there.
Well, and I think finding where the balance of who's doing it is mm-hmm. going to be what's key, and the partnership where Tamara is, from our standpoint, our liaison for the fair facilities and all that kind of stuff. Because this is part of why we're investing back into some of the fair buildings, mm-hmm. is because we want these to supplement usage. We are investing back in our arena in a way that it's used every day from the schools, from horse and various activities. They do rodeo, different things in there. But we have some flexibility with some of these other ones. So do they get moved? Do they get revamped? Do they, what exactly goes in that's in that partnership mm-hmm. where we want to be a part of? And my pipe dream, my, you know, ultimate was that we would potentially see about a partnership of a motel here with big meeting spaces and stuff so that it can accommodate when those groups come to town.
Yeah.
That we would have this, different businesses that are supporting can come in here, they're making money off of it, they're supporting the, you know, the what's going on, so that if they have a sporting event, you have a place to go get a meal or go shopping or do something that's supporting those industries. This is if I could dream of what it could be kind of thing. If and the plan of what sporting events and all that hasn't been outlined, but the idea is there's going to be massive change when the Love Abounds fields go in yeah. here, and what the draw is for those tournaments and the potential of going across the river. If there was lodging here or in an expanded RV park, because we do have an RV park here, but the potential of what we could do, and the county also has this piece of property here. And so
what is there right now?
A house and a shop.
Oh, okay.
And so just, again, we're at a key point that we see the fairgrounds as being a partnership of whatever the community events are going to be. The YMCA is a separate organization, but absolutely can be a partnership to that.
Mm-hmm.
But we already are operating as a nonprofit providing space that rents out in the community.
Mm-hmm.
So not necessarily looking to have some other entity run that for us, but what can you provide versus what can we provide, and finding those mm-hmm. that balance. If there's expansion needed right now, I think the concern was that we don't want to block any viewpoint, because if they have the starting gate right here,
yeah.
how do they see it from the grandstands if there's another level of...
I'm not interested in going up. I'd be interested in going over.
Well, and it can't go this way at all.
Yeah, no. Out yeah. towards the dirt parking lot, so you expand that parking lot. Yeah.
And the other thing to consider at some point is this all utilized at the best plan? This is part of the master plan of the fairgrounds.
Is anyone using those buildings in between the grandstand? No, over to your left. Yeah, is anyone
using
those?
Supplement the horse races.
Those is that only used 2 or 3 weeks out of the year? Or?
Well, it's used during horse racing season, so a few months out of the
There's
year.
There's a long-term agreement with yeah. the Southern Oregon Horse Racing Association, and so there are a couple months a year that those are utilized regularly.
What's in there?
It's stuff for the jockeys. It's the
jockey
prep.
Jockey shower rooms.
Oh, got it.
And so this is kind of, they corral the horses here, and they have a little paddock where the racing horses, they come out and then...
So people can see them.
But yeah. that whole area is in the Love Abounds plans as far as developing for
redoing
the fairgrounds and redoing all of that front for the remodel of the grandstands. So there's really not going to be any way for you to go towards that building, towards
not
the grandstands
no,
at all.
No, I need to go to the left there.
And
yeah.
as far as going, I mean, the other way, that would have to be...
Well, and there's always going to be an issue with the entrance, how it is here.
Yeah.
Originally, so I don't know if you realize, Redwood Avenue used to connect across the way with Union. This was a road across
the old highway.
And So then it changed. You got your entrance in and out here. Generally speaking, we're trying to get over here to get back into town mm-hmm. versus coming during, you know, coming back to the entrance here and catching a light and going across. So the flow of traffic is something that needs to also be considered as anything's happening. But already you guys are past the paved area, which yeah. is supposed to trigger the extension of the paved area this way. And I know the bike track has, see, look, it used to be over here. Mm. And with the road realignment, it goes right through there now versus, and that's why it's here. So the whole plan for the whole thing really needs to be discussed and mm-hmm. what the future is. And well, if
does the county still own that around the
yes.
new
we,
yes.
road?
We own over
so
here
we could turn that into some parking.
Here.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. There's nothing.
Yes,
it could yeah.
be, yeah, it's been like that for parking for the fair. Yeah.
Businesses over here that we lease out.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, we own the buildings too?
Correct. Yes.
No?
Hardwoods Plus was there.
Yeah,
it's
there was
no
a,
longer.
There was a plumber back there.
Yeah, so yeah. we own those. They lease them out. So, yeah, it's definitely one of those things that originally, though, there was a plan to bring West Park all the way across. There was also a plan yep. that this was going to be
Fourth Bridge
here, about here, I think.
Yep.
Or
it's right in line with the creek, but yeah, pretty
yeah.
close.
Well, this side on here, but that would cut through the park, and it was always to the left
oh.
of the park. So yep. about here.
You're going to follow Lincoln Road across.
Yeah.
yeah,
which I think is
right behind your finger, yeah.
Yeah, somewhere
right
in
there.
Right so the Fourth
that.
Bridge originally was in a 20-year master plan, and we're well past that 20-year mark, and don't know if it's going to be in the new one.
It still might happen there. We don't know.
I think the key would be is that the introduction's been made today, and
yeah.
you know
yeah.
we keep talking about, is it whoever, it's Dutch Bros, the Boys and Girls Club, you guys, what is the community's need and how do we all be at the table to see who provides that as
mm-hmm.
a team? And RCC, like I said, they have the indoor arenas right now, and there was looking at trying to see how to expand that.
Yeah, they're right in the middle of their, or actually beginning phases of their master plan for their land there. Just, what was it, just west of the fairgrounds. And I was looking at some of their design, and they have a big interest in doing more with the Y as well,
mm-hmm.
and you know, helping with their students in childcare, getting more childcare space, providing areas for some of their extracurricular programs they have through the university, and utilizing the Y facility. So, I mean, I even asked them about, you know, would you guys be interested in building a satellite Y out there on their campus,
mm-hmm.
because they're actually building a new training center. And they said they would be open to it. And so I'm looking at how do we service and do more in the community, and what does that mean?
Well, and it, I mean, and is the Y where it's at the best location down the road in the long term? Because if the limit of expanding it there
mm-hmm.
is not possible, then that might be something that has to be discussed as well.
Mm-hmm.
Because any further expansion of the building, the capacity of what you're bringing in is going to overwhelm the parking.
Mm-hmm.
And that's...
Well, I don't know what's going on with the bike track, or, you know...
It's there for a few years.
I'm assuming that bike track doesn't generate any revenue. I just see people out there. I don't know if they charge for it or... Do they? Okay.
It's brand new.
Oh, is it?
Just rebuilt.
Oh.
In the last year to 2 years, it's been going, yeah.
Okay.
And it's used multiple days a week.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And the weekends.
No, I see people out there all the time.
Yeah.
But it's not a revenue generator. You're right. They take money, but I'm sure they spend it as fast as they make it.
It's a club. I mean, it's the same
yeah.
type of thing as a sport.
A non-profit,
so they do
yeah.
their
club
races
sport.
And things that
yeah.
they do. So it's just like, you know, looking at a baseball field, does it generate money? Well,
yeah.
sure.
Not sure. Well, and some more context, the main horse racing track in the Northwest region is up in Portland,
mm-hmm.
Portland Meadows, I think it's called, and they're considering selling, and someone's going to build something else on it, and they have locked in race days with the association that would then be available, and Grants Pass is considering taking some of those, and that might expand
mm-hmm.
the horse racing.
I'm just really surprised that there is not a relationship between Dutch Brothers and the Y, considering they're wanting to run a lot of youth programs and adult soccer programs
yeah.
out of there.
I think there's a future there.
Have you talked at Royal
I've reached
with
out to
OFA?
Them several times, but I haven't.
Yeah, don't give up.
Back yet.
No, have you talked to the Love Abounds or OFA?
No, I have not.
Okay, so that's who you need to start that
not
conversation.
Dutch Bros.
It's not
they're
Dutch
actually branches.
Love Abounds.
Right. It's Love Abounds.
Yeah. Dutch Brothers.
Right.
So I kept getting told that Travis or Bradley was the ones to talk to you about that.
But they're the owners of the company, they, That's true, but what I'm saying, if you want to get in on really start conversations with the people that are involved in it, you need to start with the OFA and Love Abounds, because they're all connected.
And they're in that, that strip mall, right? They just redid that strip mall. And
they haven't redone it yet.
There's no
except
offices
the end.
There.
They kind of.
Oh, got it. Okay.
Yeah, they're off. I don't know where Love Abounds works. They're probably out of the
bank
building.
They're out of the headquarters on G Street.
Which is right next to
the street. Have overflow office on the end of the strip down by the ice cream joint.
And
if you
want, you know, I can at least get you in touch or set up a meeting for the Love Abounds
people.
To, and
you could,
you can
yeah.
start a conversation and go
no,
for
I'd
it.
No, I'd love to. I mean,
you're coming in at a great time because there's
I love this stuff. I mean, this is what I love doing is looking at how we can expand and do more. And I know for the Y, we've got some projects we got to get taken care of. You know, I know the roof needs repair. I know we've got some pool repair that needs to be done. And so we've got to, at some point, go for a capital campaign to fix that stuff. But really, a lot of what I'm looking at is what we call Y without walls. So it's expanding out in the community beyond the bricks and mortar, what we currently have. Mm-hmm. And I'm very familiar with doing partnerships and collaborations. And we don't do a whole lot of that. Mm-hmm. And I'm not sure why. I don't know why that hadn't happened, but I'm it's
just
not
the flavor of the
one example
manager,
where they
imagine,
have yeah. it, and it could be the management. Yeah. But the city, in partnership with the school district and the YMCA, put mm-hmm. a walking trail around Highland Park and or Highland Elementary School and North Middle School across to Gilbert Creek Park, and the YMCA donated exercise stations around that so that people could do more of a workout as they're doing the walking trail. So there's been little things here. They're part of the Blue Zone project.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's one thing I'd also point out is the city has been looking at expanding a park up off of Allen Creek. And so before that's developed, that might be a potential of something to look at in designing a different park expansion. So I know
that,
we have some
that
other
may
things.
Have the park, you know, if you could get in on the ground floor of that with the city, for instance, you may be able to put some, and it's right across the highway from that.
Yeah,
and that would be your opportunity to say, you know what, this is the amount of parking we're going to need, and so on and so forth. Mm-hmm. You know, rather than say, because we're going to run out of space. We've got all kinds of people that have big ideas for the fairgrounds.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that the board says is the fairgrounds will remain the fairgrounds because, you know what, that's a little bit of history that we have here, going back a long way. So to just keep commercializing it to where there isn't any fairgrounds, I'm not in favor of that.
Yeah. Well, I'm looking at it as, you know, how do you put something in that just complements what the fairground is doing?
Yeah.
You know, it's not taking away, but complement.
We have parking issues, and we just keep using up places that we use to park. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like the infield of the racetrack. Mm-hmm. A huge area. It used to be parking, overflow parking, and parking for all kinds of different events.
Well, yeah, tractor pulls.
Name it.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, that's gone. We went away with that for X
We're
number
trading
of
it for the
year.
Kids, for the soccer fields.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So not a bad trade.
Yeah. Well, and no, you look at the community and how it's adjusting. I mean, the things that were done 50 years ago are not done nowadays. I mean, it's just change of generations.
Yeah.
But I understand you want to have some history there. And then you start looking at, well, how do we make money? Well, some of the stuff that was done in the past won't make money because the future generations aren't looking for that. And so it's diversifying and being innovative on what's there. It's a give and take. So
that's why Love Abounds is one of those new partners. It is looking differently, but we have a very strong Future Farmers of America and 4-H program in our community.
Yeah.
And I can't tell you, I want to say it was last summer and the summer before, I'd run into kids at the fair. I said, what brings you here? Oh, I'm doing 4-H. How long have you been doing that? It's my first year. I was shocked that kids get into it at all different stages, and it's, you know, it's constantly recruiting in a part of our community in the rural setting here. So,
Well, going on to the bicycle track, that's no less important to the people that are involved in the bicycle track than your enthusiasm about the YMCA.
Yeah.
So we have to listen to everybody's enthusiasm.
Nope,
you want my idea? I say close down the parkway and we're going to run a 4-wide national NHRA event right down the parkway.
Okay,
you want to bring people to town? I've been to the Indianapolis 500, 350,000 people.
Yeah.
So, but that isn't going to happen.
Well, and one thing Jackson County has changed over the last few years is they're not offering as much to the horse community that they used to. They changed some of the layout of their fairgrounds. And so we have a chance to pick up some slack on that since we still have a track. And
that U.S. Cellular field out there,
around it,
those were ball fields out there years ago, but U.S. Cellular decided, hey, we're going to dump a bunch of money into it. And we're going to put that's a fantastic, and that really does. You can get the numbers on what that U.S. Cellular does for their community. I'm not arguing that a bit.
Yeah.
No, they have lots of flat land over in Jackson County. We don't have flat land here.
Well, I wish they'd build one up in the old state police area or something. You can have the freeway advertising.
That could be very possible. I want to work with Bass Pro Shop, put a Bass Pro Shop up there. But
and Lil, he wants something different. I'm not sure what it is.
Lil,
we've all got
dog
dreams.
Park up there.
That's right.
For her dog. No, the dog.
Tarjay.
So we do have a couple other items we have to get to before I have to get to a 3 o'clock meeting. So we have to try to wrap it up.
Appreciate you coming in, though.
Yeah.
Thank you.
We don't hear very much from the Y.
Well, I guarantee you'll hear a lot more from me.
That's excellent. Good. It sounds like
nice. Thanks, Matt.
It sounds like it.
Yes. Well, thank you.
Well,
it's
a good start. Thank you, Tamara.
Well, I appreciate you guys' time, and hopefully we have more of these conversations.
Oh, yeah.
And when you guys start coming down the road. I just think it's a little different for me because I've been a part of these Y's that have done a lot of this.
Yeah.
And so coming here, it's a little, I'm a little unfamiliar with it because I'm used to the Y doing much more.
And one of the things I'm just going to give you a bit of advice from a guy that was born here is realize where you are now. Not where you
I'm
came from. I don't care where you came from.
No, I get it.
Really
I
don't care.
I am understanding.
There's a different culture here in Josephine County that you'll find.
It's
you
true.
Won't find this culture here anywhere else. So just kind of take a deep breath, pump the brakes a little bit, and you'll probably be successful. But there's it is very, it's different here.
Yeah. It is. My biggest thing is trying to get out to as many people as possible to have these conversations start with.
Well, I think your challenge, one of your challenges is to put the Y back on the map. I don't think there's a lot of people that even know there's a YMCA.
They've been
here.
Flying under the radar for years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it sounds like you're gonna do just that. That's good. It's breath fresh air.
Right on.
Thank you again for your guys' time. Appreciate
Thank
it.
You, Matt.
Thank you.
Take care. What did you want to talk about?
So, looking at the agenda, just to give you a heads up, I asked if we could. We need a wait on the truancy ordinance. Jim's not available, and Wally's not today, and we need that to wait until we're all here. So it's going to wait for 2 weeks.
That's truancy?
Yep. Item 3, the bikeways, walkways committees. So just so you know, I didn't know all this stuff was getting added to this agenda.
That's fine.
Was just supposed to be a meeting with the Y. I'm going to ask that we postpone the board minutes until another time.
Right.
And the liaison reports. But additional matters and subjects from commissioners with Darren going to be gone tomorrow, and then I leave Friday. I was hoping we can hit a couple things that a couple other counties have reached out.
Okay.
And just want to get your feedback. If you guys are in agreeance with that.
Sure.
If you want to hit any of those right now, we can.
I would like to see on liaison reports. I'm the one that put that on there. And I think each one of us needs to see, because it was one of the things coming out of goal setting was there was a huge concern about liaisons and how that,
mm-hmm.
how the whole board gets the liaison report, and we've been putting it on down and under additional subjects and matters and discussion and stuff, and it always gets pushed to the end of the meeting. I would like to see us have a day, a meeting that's strictly for liaisons once a week and then do away with quarterly reports. I put together what I took, my takeaways from goal setting are, I gave those to Wendy, she wrote them down. You can look at them if you'd like, but I think each one of us needs to do that exact same exercise.
And I think that we need to schedule a time that the three of us actually sit down and talk and
Correct.
Process.
Correct, and we can do that, but
and
I've already...
When we can all be there, and, you know, we've also talked about staff meetings and when we do this and that, so let's hash through all that stuff together when we can.
If you want, we can take them... Slowly, or we can just pile them all in one again and see how much we can change.
See how much we can get on.
See how much we can change at once, and I don't know if that's a wise idea, but let's just. I just think that somewhere along the line, we need to have the discussion on what came out of goal setting while it's still fresh in our mind.
I agree.
And right now, we're not doing that, and that's why I put liaison reports on there. What is your expectation of? What is the expectation of the board per individual? What do you think, how do you think liaisons should be, what is their charge? What do they do? Right now it's not working.
Right, how can we make the relationship
It's not working.
Work.
Yeah.
So there was things that came out of that we talked about even getting subcommittees to have some staff and commissioners on it or have the commissioners process. So we needed a briefing of our goal setting as the three of us and then kind of make a plan of where we go next.
Yep, and by the time me and Lily get back, we should get our report from our facilitator
Correct.
As well. And that'll have everybody's information in it. So, yeah. Then we can launch it. Launch the change.
Okay, so the second thing that I want to pass out to you real quick is...
Lily passed out in the meeting.
I passed out, but I was emailed. We just got inundated with emails from Court Voice, Chris Pash from Curry County. We had the presentation from Steve Byerlin.
Mm-hmm.
This is the letter of no confidence that... Curry County wrote, and Chris is taking this to DC on Friday. I asked our staff to put it on our letterhead to see if there's any amendments. We can have all three of us sign it. Chris is the only one who signed as their chair. Our staff just duplicated his letter.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to stay in this format, but if you guys support sending something to DC that we can address with,
Is this exactly like Curry County's?
It's word for word the same.
Then I think we need to change it up or it doesn't come from us.
I understand.
Or do you want just a form letter to go with boilerplate?
I had suggested that we start with saying, as another county, it's affecting us or something like that. But I just got it this afternoon. I have a 3:00 meeting. I don't have necessarily time to... Go ahead.
Okay. Can we put our logo over here, Curry's County logo over here, and all six of us sign it? And then it's one document, but it's coming from two counties at once, so we all agree.
Are we going to have staff ask Curry County, as long as you're recommending that we support this
letter? I'm not against the wording on it, not at all. I think rather than us send ours in, you two just...
What if it were Chris and I as the two chairs?
Yeah, since I'm leaving tomorrow, I probably couldn't.
I would join it on one piece of paper that came from both boards.
That's a good idea.
Not just
a
signature, but the seal and everything up there.
And then we're not just playing word soup.
We're not, no.
Yeah.
Yes, these two are both exactly the same.
Is that a powdered donut or something?
I'm going to ask that right now. So if you guys give that blessing.
I
do.
And I think it needs to go to Washington, D.C.
Okay.
But it can be from both counties. Is there a possibility of being able to get Jackson? Because he reached out to Jackson.
Jackson hasn't responded, and they're not on board yet.
Because they haven't had the presentation, I'm going to assume.
They have failed to respond to Byerlin. So, these emails, when court reached out and said, can we add you, Colleen's response was, I don't even know what you're talking about. So,
I wonder if we ought to reach out to Danny Jordan.
I think that we don't have time.
Well, no, we don't, but I mean at some point in time. I think if it doesn't get through Danny Jordan, it's never going to get to their commissioners, no matter what the idea.
Well, no, there's a commissioner they can ask to have it on the agenda if they wanted to, and right now they're not. You're right, but I don't know that it would get anywhere.
Well, it won't get there by Friday, I guarantee you that.
Yeah.
They're not going to hear it, but... I'd like to say, I think if the two counties had their logos up here and it was a joint board sending it out, I think that would be it. Because I have nothing wrong. I read this and it's good.
Okay. I'm just going to send that off right now. Okay, the last thing is regarding the state of the, I want to get your permission to send this. JJ sent out a bunch of questions. I'm going to be passing on the state of the county address to Jason Roberts to coordinate the PowerPoints. But these questions, I had written out answers, but I want to have consensus before I send it back to staff. I wasn't involved in the last one. So the first one, time and locale, 4 to 6 on the 11th, floral building and fairgrounds. There will be a structured PowerPoint format, and Jason Roberts will format something and send it to the department so they can all put it in the same format. Deadline, we were thinking April 3rd for them to have their information to Jason to make sure it's all formatted the same. And will all departments be presenting? I said if possible. I don't know if any can't. Facilities doesn't want to.
I think, I'll do it. I'll go back through and look at the two-hour presentation from last time and let you know who was involved there because it cut out exactly the right amount of time.
I know who all was there. The facilities was not.
There was not.
And the clerk was not.
No.
And the surveyor was not.
Well, that's fine.
And separately, I thought about, do we want to have something separate for the animal levy because they have a lot of good things to report, or do we keep them under sheriff, do we keep them under that? So anyhow, Jason's gonna, we got the list of all of that, and we're both gonna watch it this week. What message the BCC wishes to convey? Last year it was generally, what do we do, role of the department. Is it similar or more about discussing this year's successes or discussion on where we are going? And my response was, first, who are you as a department and your divisions? Two, highlights of successes from 2018, and three, goals, plans for 2019.
Yep.
Does that seem fair? Dan?
Yeah.
Do you want something different?
We had it last year that it was a challenge, because they all have challenges. You need to let the people know that, you know, we have challenges, not necessarily what their goals are. But what are their challenges? What do you see coming up in the future that your challenges that maybe the community can say, yeah, okay, that's a challenge. I understand why that's not getting
So I'll call it fine. Challenges or plans for 2018. And then the last one is, before we submit our presentations, will we need to run them by our BCC liaison or BCC appointed commissioner or project lead? And I said recommended.
Yes.
Sounds okay. Good.
And those were the questions. Is there anything that you'd want? That was based on my gut instinct, but I didn't want to answer for us all. I wanted to run it by us.
No. Sounds good to me.
Okay. So that was what I had. I'm going to get this email shipped off real quick to Chris and Julie Schmelzer saying, can we do a combined one with both the locals?
Yep. That'd be good. Dan, there's an opportunity to go to free dinner this Friday at 6. I don't know if I asked you a week ago and you said maybe.
It's for the Crown?
The Crown dinner, yeah.
I've already planned on.
Excellent. I just wanted to follow up and make sure.
I already got the tickets. Pam and I are planning to attend.
Good. Well, and my main thing with them is they made us all sign that Southern Oregon is the most business-friendly place on the West Coast. I want to see the meat behind that. What are we doing now? Because things like making all of the applications at the community development desk looking all the same throughout all the communities, so that when you picked one up, you've seen them all.
If we're going to do this regionally, we need to act regionally instead of having separate sets of...
Right, so I want to know what that looks like, if they have a plan behind the promise. So that's the only tidbit I'd give you for them.
Okay. They reached out to me as well based on the last Crown dinner, as far as they were trying to capture the idea I had at the last one about us regionally dealing with the housing crisis. So my response was, at the time of the last Crown dinner, I had suggested as a region we try to address the housing issues we are facing. Each community takes this on, but nothing as a region. Additionally, lobbying at the state level for reducing housing restrictions that work well in Portland but not in rural Southern Oregon. Advocating for basic structures, not all requiring bells and whistles, that will provide warmth and dry living that equals affordable housing. I meant to add something about ADUs and I forgot. So that was what I had responded to Rob Merriman, because that came out of our last one. All right, I have 2 minutes until they call me for my airport disabled advocate.
Well, then you better end this meeting, man.
All right. Sorry to cut it short.
No, I'm good.
All right. And
done.
I will try to get something scheduled for us as soon as possible on the other one, so our follow-up.
Got it.
Sounds good.
All right. Seeing nothing further, we're adjourned at 2:30.